Hello, this is the Coffee for Friday with Vitor Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. In a new blog post, Google introduced new speech-to-text software for people who have verbal impairments and atypical speech patterns. Paratrom operates on a deep neural network which was fed with nearly 30,000 hours of data involving millions of anonymized utterance pairs. The AI was trained to convert atypical speech patterns into fluent and synthesized speech. Google says the system can lower the word error rate for a deaf speaker to 25% from 89%. Researchers also created a demo video of the technology. Current Y Combinator startup Rent the Backyard builds studio apartments in customers' backyards for rental. The company constructs the sustainable units mostly off-site, and it handles permitting, listings, and takes half of the rent. The homeowner pays nothing upfront and owns the studio after 30 years, currently limited to the Bay Area. Elon Musk says SpaceX might send Starship to the moon without NASA's involvement. Speaking with Time, Musk said an unmanned mission was possible within 2 years, and a manned mission within 4. He didn't clarify whether the timeline required NASA's cooperation. The FTC is considering revisions to the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. It follows complaints from consumer and privacy advocacy groups regarding YouTube's potential COPPA violation. The company's terms of service indicate its site isn't intended for children under 13, but YouTube reportedly has collected marketing data on 25 million kids. The FTC seeks to address such problems. Netflix reported earnings on Wednesday night, and the results were disastrous. The company saw its first major loss in US subscribers last quarter, and a mere 2.7 million paid customers added globally. Nearly half of that was forecast. Stocks dropped by more than 10% just after the report came out. It's a terrifying slowdown for a service that's based on subscriber growth, and raises new questions about how long the company can justify its content spending spree. On a call after the release, Netflix executives emphasized international markets where subscriber growth is still healthy. Nearly all the company's new subscribers were from international markets this quarter, and according to Netflix CEO, there's still plenty of room to grow there. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.